think I still have another gift for you from Natalie, because she was talking about what you might talk about in some of your other books here. And this is something very interesting. It's called Magic Marbles, and it's about marbles, which people don't think about nowadays.
You know, I wrote an article about marbles.
And that's what I wanted to mention.
Yeah.
Why, both in high spirits, you talk about silver bells, and you know a lot about silver bells and about antiques because you have a background in antiques.
I had for years considered myself a nonfiction writer. I still think that way. And I did a lot of articles on antiques and collectibles, did a lot of travel, did Florida stuff like dolphins and palm trees and mangroves and that sort of thing. I've written hundreds of articles for magazines and newspapers, and the fiction is fairly new.
Well, you know, one of the things is Rick Bava did a wonderful feature article about you.
Mm-hmm.
And when you talked to him about what you had done in the past,
yeah,
and how it was relevant to the baby boomer generation, because, of course, Rick Bava has a baby boomer corner in the Today Senior magazine.
Mm-hmm.
So he featured you in the magazine, which I thought was lovely. And there you had an opportunity to talk about some of your interests in antiques.
Yep.
And your work in that field.
Yep. My friend Sharon and I had a show called Baby Boom Bazaar, and it was a collectible show, a very successful one, actually. But then Sharon had to move because her husband's an engineer and the headhunters got to him. So she had to move away, and it was too hard to do it alone, and we sold the show. But we did them at the Coliseum in St. Petersburg, and we did them at the Lakeland Civic Center. They were big, successful shows because baby boomers are great collectors. I emailed Rick this morning. You know, the covers of his magazines have the puppies?
Uh-huh.
And I suggested that he do, maybe in January, a contest, which was the cutest of the 12 puppies.
Ah, that's a good idea.
So I sent it to him. I haven't heard back because I had to be...
Yeah, you had to be here. But that's fantastic because there you got, in that article, I found it so fascinating. You got to talk about some of the, you know, people like Buffalo Bill and...
Buffalo Bob was there.
Buffalo Bob.
John Wells came twice. Mary Ann from Gilligan's Island. And who else did we have? Lou Ferrigno came to one of them.
So you had lots of experience.
You know the cute guy from Flipper?
Oh, yeah.
He came and signed. And the little girl from Father Knows Best.
So that's, you know, that's so interesting.
Yeah.
And I think Rick did a wonderful job.
Oh, he
and
did.
That magazine is just a great magazine for seniors. They have all sorts of advice and suggestions and interesting
and very
articles.
Into baby, because I cheated a couple of years.
I'm
not
all right.
Exactly
you're
a boomer,
okay.
But that's all right. All my children are.
Well, you're still a teenager at heart, I think.
I am.
So that's important.
I don't feel any different.
Well, again, and, you know, it's been an exciting time. Jim Lamb did a wonderful press release for you.
Yes.
That went out to over 100 around the country, including in Canada. So you've been getting a lot of coverage here from the press because you are so popular. And I must mention that book one in the Haunted Haven series got a starred review.
Yep.
Oh, that was fantastic in Publishers Weekly, which is the Bible for people in the business. Now, I think we'll do a commercial, and then I'm going to come back with another gift for you. Okay?
This is so great. I have to get a handkerchief, though. I'm crying and my nose is running.
Okay, so we'll do our very special. And
your home energy bill? Well, get ready to harness the sun. Go EHS, Effective Solar Solutions, by Efficient Home Services. With no upfront costs, you can save money on your utility bill and even eliminate your electric bill altogether with EHS Solar. Call EHS, the number one solar installer nationwide. We know how to customize your home. EHS handles every project in-house with no subcontractors. Remember, no upfront costs, tax breaks, and the best company in the business, Efficient Home Services. Schedule an appointment today at 727-353-3255. 3757. Visit our website and download your free buyer's guide to going solar at www.goehs.com. Go solar, go savings, go EHS. Call 727-353-3757 today to talk to our experts.
Hey, well, thank you, Big Ed, for playing that one, because, you know, it is a glorious sunny day out there, and I was thinking about how people up north are going to be freezing soon, and we're so lucky. It's so wonderful down
it
here.
Is. Yeah, isn't it? It is. It's, I should have been born here. I love it so
well,
much.
Well, no, but we love the fact that we didn't mention that you were born on Halloween Eve,
yep.
Which is why we have this Witch City Mystery Series, and, of course, it's a really thrilling thing that you've been part of Salem and that you encourage people to visit Salem.
I do.
You are a goodwill ambassador for Salem.
I spoke to Mayor Kim Driscoll 2 times ago when I was in Salem. She's read some of the books. And she said, well, you may live in Florida now, but Salem is your forever home. And that was so sweet. And I like to think of that. Maybe it is.
It is. Yeah. And of course, I like when your fans go to the different places within Salem.
I'm so
take photos.
I'm thrilled with that. People that they email me. I have a lot of fans that stay in touch, and they deliberately go to Salem and go to the places that Lee has gone, and walk on Winter Street, which is a beautiful street where Debbie and Lee both live, and try to guess which house it is. A lot of them have been right, actually, about which house it is, so I might have described it very well, and I hope the people who are there now don't mind people taking pictures of their house. I don't have family anymore in Salem, but Dan and I go up because we go to visit in New Hampshire and Massachusetts family from both sides, and we always take at least a drive through Salem and maybe hop out and take a couple of drive-by photos.
Well, I'm glad that you're from Salem. And thinking about, now we're getting just a little bit of cool weather. My sister made you a special gift. So you can open that. All right, I'm going to take a, it's going to be on camera.
Oh, this is
now,
a made
you
gift.
You need something.
From Natalie.
From Natalie. Open it up, because I think, actually, hold it up so you, hold it up. Hold it up. Hold it up. Hold it up.
Look at this.
This is a beautiful scarf for you.
Oh,
that
Natalie.
She does these crocheting things.
It's sparkly.
It's sparkly, and it is so beautiful.
And it
beautiful.
Goes with
isn't
the outfit.
And isn't it fun how
it is.
It goes really small, and then it bounces open.
Oh, Natalie, you are a hoot. I love you. Look at that.
Isn't that adorable?
That's amazing. How do that?
I don't know how she gets it to curl like that, but she is.
Either.
She's a genius at that. She taught herself. This is something, you know, we're talking about people, you know, baby boomers, people when they retire, they're looking for something to do.
Mm-hmm.
And this, she had never crocheted in her life. Didn't know anything about it. My mother, of course, was great tatting and crocheting, but you know, most people don't. And then she retired and she thought, well, I want to do something, you know, useful. Mm-hmm. And she has done hundreds of scarves that we have given to charities, also kippahs for Jewish people.
Sure.
Scarves, blankets, but I'm talking hundreds and hundreds. And
that's
we have
wonderful.
Given them to charity, sometimes where they, you know, sell them and get cash at their different fairs and
sure,
events.
Sure, sure.
And so she learned how to do that, and something like this, you know, has raised a lot of money for charity.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. Look at the sparkle and the color. You know, I learned to crochet when I was very young. My Aunt Dee Dee taught me. But Dee Dee was left-handed, so she taught me in a mirror.
Ah.
And I used to crochet, you know, back when we used to crochet Christmas gifts, and I liked embroidery and that sort of thing. I have carpal tunnel now, so I don't do that anymore, but I always enjoyed it, and I do appreciate the work that goes into something like this.
Well, I think it's lovely, and I want to thank Natalie for doing that, because, you know, she loves you. And
I know.
And when, you know, she has bookshelves with books, but your books, she always puts the covers so that she sees the cover. She doesn't shove them in the shelf.
I love that. Like Barnes & Noble does it once in a while, and I love it.
Oh, yeah. She has them so she can see.
Yeah.
So, because you are very special to both of us, and we think about you all the time.
We go back a ways now,
we do.
A whole 8 years.
When you think about it, it's really, the years have
It was Essie's, I just learned all these things. So it was Essie's first editing. It was Larissa's first publicity. It was my first cozy, my first mystery of any kind. And and I was your first guest, and you were my first radio interview.
So a lot of firsts there.
And that can't all be coincidence, because it all fits together so well.
It does.
Yeah.
It does. And the connections that we've made over the years, and I think particularly with Rita Moreau.
Yeah,
we're thinking about that, about how we are so really happy and blessed that we got her involved. Because of you, she got involved in Joy on Paper and then became, a guest host. And she's going to be a guest host again.
That's
great.
We're
just waiting for a date.
That's great. She and her books are so funny and so cleverly put together. And you will fall in love with the characters. Reviews mean so much to an author, even if it's just, I like the book. It doesn't have to be a long, rambling essay. It just has to be, yes, I liked it, or this is a great book, or I recommend it. And Rita would appreciate that. So do I, for that matter. Everybody does.
Everybody does.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. It is fantastic. Well, I have, I think, one more surprise for you. I have one more. This is a Carol J. Perry Day. And we have a little bit of surprise here. Come on in. My goodness. Come on in, everybody. Come on in. Come on in. We're going to we have time for you guys.
My husband, my granddaughter, my great-granddaughter. Oh, this is so wonderful.
And everybody, you are on camera. We have you on YouTube, and I'm also taking.
Oh, this is beautiful Amanda, my granddaughter, and my lovely Jenna.
And we're bringing you flowers.
And flowers. Oh, how wonderful. I'm so surprised and thrilled. This whole day has been amazing. When you say Carol J. Perry Day, you're not kidding.
Ah, that's right. It's like, this is your life. And I was so excited to have you guys here.
And I hadn't alerted everybody, other than the publicity online. And I've been sitting here thinking, oh, my God, I wish I had told Dan to keep the radio on.
I did.
You did. And I'm going to move my mic here. So you come closer. Just what do you want to say about this marvelous woman? Huh?
I don't really know any words that describe Nana that exist. So if I had to choose one for Carol J. Perry Day, I would just choose sparkly, because she's magical and wonderful, and I've never met anyone more special than her.
Oh, I should have brought two handkerchiefs.
Dan, I think you can appreciate that she does sometimes just lock herself away.
She does.
So what does that do when she has a deadline? She's serious about it, isn't she?
Oh, very much so. Very much so. I have to tell her sometimes to rest a little bit.
I get boat napped once in a while, and he says, "Come on, let's get out of here, go for a ride."
Walks out of her office and says, "The end."
Well, it is so exciting, as when I started this program, I had no idea it was going to last so long, and I am so thrilled here that. Carol, of course, was the first guest here in the studio, and I remember that day. I remember when she walked in, and it was just so exciting for me, and I think exciting for her.
Oh, it was, and it is. But this is beyond anything. Patsy, I can't thank you enough for creating this wonderful, special day.
Well, you are very special, and you've been very special to Joy on Paper all of these years. You've done so much for us. And promoting the program and promoting the other authors who have been on Joy on Paper, because that's also important, that you have been someone in our area with the Bay Area Professional Writers Association, mm-hmm. and all of the other groups that you promote, because
I do.
Also go on to groups
oh, yeah.
like
GO. It's important that we support each other. And I love the organizations. I know, that's where I first met you, was Bay Area Professional Writers Guild.
That's right.
And I kind of slipped you a little publicity sheet.
That's right. The first
I did. I just
cover.
Sneaked it across the
that's
table.
Right.
Yeah.
And it was so exciting.
That was for Caught Dead-Handed, the
that's
first
right.
book.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it is just a thrill that, you know, I was able to do this for you today. I think you've done a lot for our community, our writing community here. And it's just been wonderful.
So. Don't take pictures. I've got tears.
Okay, that's we're just happy that.
Did you hear Essie called and Larissa called?
Oh, mm-hmm. yeah.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Wasn't that nice?
Yes, wonderful.
Because I know over the years they've told me how much they loved working with her, and you know, it's just. So much fun. When
and my new editor, I should have, Elizabeth Trout, is also a lovely editor. We've just started. We did the, she's edited the novella, and I will be sending her probably later today, book 13.
Okay, well, yeah. Dan, for you, you've got a little break here. She's got, you know, she met her deadline a week early. So now, I guess for this week, she can just sit back and relax.
Relax.
That's right.
No, I'm doing a breakfast with the ladies' club, and I'm doing Writers Who Kill, and I'm doing Rita Moreau's favorite library event. I'm doing a read
on
and
Thursday
feed.
Thursday night.
And yes, it's a busy week. But then November comes, and this. Hardly anything written down for that. So then I can rest for a week, and then I can start book 3 of Haunted Haven.
Well, you are an inspiration to everybody, that it's never too late to start writing. And
oh,
never,
no.
You can never stop once you start.
Apparently. I hope not.
You have so much fun with it. And I know that it's also for your family. It's giving you guys a lot of interesting things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll have to do something special for her birthday that's around the corner.
Well, yes, because she was born on Halloween Eve, so that's why we have things here for her, and we've been really thrilled.
Look at
every Halloween.
I have many spiders.
Yes.
Sipping some more in here.
There's a whole pumpkin full of spiders. So we're just very, very honored that you've been, you know, just so great to Joy on Paper and to all the authors.
Oh, and I've met so many nice authors just through this microphone. When I come, and when you do a half an hour, not a whole hour for moi, but when we do a half hour, and I met Lisa Jackson, and I met, who's the lovely lady that's 97?
99.
Is she?
Eugenia Lovett-West.
Eugenia Love. I love talking to her.
Yes. So she just wrote a book, because she's 99 years old, about cybercrime. So, I mean, you know, you're going to pick
amazing.
A subject when you're 99 to do research on.
Yeah.
Cybercrime is pretty good. So tell me, I'm sorry, I forgot your name.
Jenna.
Oh, you're so
busy. When Amanda was working, I used to get to babysit this lovely child very often, and I think she's half mine.
Yeah, they're best friends.
Yes, she gave me a Nana T-shirt that kind of explains how we feel about one another. That Nana is a friend,
well,
best friend. Mm-hmm.
That's wonderful, and I know that you're very proud of her.
Mm-hmm.
And it's wonderful to be able to go around and say, wow, my Nana's a famous author, right?
Yeah, oh, sure. I'm still trying to get her to read the books I wrote for middle grade readers. I think she palms them off on her younger sister.
And those, of course, were published a long time ago.
A long time ago, with school book fairs. And Will-O-Wisp Press, and that was my first attempt
still
at fiction.
Still have problems getting back back the rights.
Yeah,
but
I got
learned,
them. Dan brought them back for me.
Well, everybody, I want to thank you so much for being, you know, so great, and I'm so very, you know, I'm going to start crying because it's been really a wonderful, wonderful time for me and for everybody who listens to you. And I want to tell people, really, the new book, High Spirits, I love it. I love Lorna. Now, we have to talk a minute about Lorna because I like you. She has a line in there. I think it's, I love money.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I love her. I mean, this, when you have a ghost who's so much fun, and Lorna is fun. And the entire book is high spirits, is wonderful. Today is the release date, everybody. And you can get it online and Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Of course, mm-hmm. Barnes & Noble is wonderful to Rita. They have had her on the NCAP many times.
Yep.
And so it's been a real thrill for you to be able to walk in, and thankfully Barnes & Noble is open again.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, we don't, they've been very good to me, very good. And I love Barnes & Noble, and I love Amazon. They've all been good.
But it's particularly fun when you have somebody like Barnes & Noble where you can walk in and see your books.
Yeah.
They're on on the end cap,
and
I know they love your books, and you've been honored many times with the end cap.
I think they sell a lot of them, or I wouldn't be treated so nicely.
that's the idea.
Yeah.
But it's the quality of the writing.
Yeah, thank you.
And that's what comes.
And once on Joy on Paper, you interviewed Mary Higgins Clark, and she said, if you love your characters, it makes the writing that much easier. And I wrote it down and I dated it from when I heard her say that on Joy on Paper. And it's true. And I love my characters. And I'm particularly in love with Lorna.
Well, yes. Yeah. And you have a great background with working with stores. And so that's why your books are so authentic when it comes to talking about antiques and about...
Yep. And I worked as an advertising manager for an old New England department store. So that's where that background comes from.
And I want to tell people, one of the reasons I love the Haunted Haven stories is that I think everybody dreams about inheriting an old hotel and fixing it up. And I love the fixing it up part. The ideas to update the hotel and of course Maureen has to do it on a shoestring.
Oh, absolutely.
So it makes it so much fun to find out what next clever ideas she has. Oh, I guess it's you have. If you had an old hotel.
Sometimes I think I'm taking dictation from the characters.
Well, that happens. Yeah, that happens. Well, Carol J. Perry, you are just wonderful. Just wonderful.
This has been just amazing.
And I want to tell you that today is I'm going to tell everybody, today is the release date for the new Jack Reacher book.
Oh, I saw that.
Yes.
Yeah.
And normally I would would I have them on? Because, you know, that's a big deal, you know, in the world.
Yeah.
Because Lee Child and Andrew Child are global best-selling authors. Yeah. But who do I have on the program today?
You didn't.
Yes, I have Carol J. Perry on the program, and Lee and Andrew will be on Thursday.
Oh, that's great. I read about the new book, and I was so glad to see both names on the cover.
No Plan B is the new book, and I'm excited that I will be talking to them on Thursday, and not on their release date, because I wanted to speak to you your release date, because it is very special.
Oh, it is. It is. It's been, remember, who was it that used to do This Is Your Life? And this was that.
It's just
wonderful.
This is your career
in
the mystery world, and you've done a great job. Oh, take her off on the boat. Let her sit back. Dan, take her on the boat, and she can just dream about new ways to kill people. she always comes out with clever ways to kill people.
I try, and you have to keep it sort of clean because it's a cozy.
Yeah, not too bloody, but just enough excitement to get everybody going. So, again, Carol J. Perry Day, October 25th.
Yep.
For book 2 in the Haunted Haven mystery series, and we will have you here for book 13 when it comes out.
And in the spring, I think.
That's right. So for the Witch City mysteries, and meanwhile, there's all sorts of things happening in your life, and it's really exciting. And I again want to thank you. And I think I have more gifts for you. I have more gifts. I'll have to give them to you after the end of the program because. Big Ed in the control room. And don't you love Big Ed?
Thank you, Big Ed. I love you, too.
Okay. Whoa, he saluted us both because he salutes us.
And he does.
because I should have been a general. I'd have been a great general. And everybody, thank you so much for joining us today because it's been a joy to see Carol here behind the microphone. And a special thanks to my sister, Natalie, for the wonderful, wonderful gift she's given. Well, she's giving more. We have
love
more
you,
gifts.
Natalie.
And everybody, thank you so much. Say something nice to somebody today. And I always say something nice to Big Ed, and so do you. And I know Carol J. Perry also loves him. And she's going to come in and do some more book buzzes. And we'll have him for all of your books. So, everybody, bye-bye now.